how to stop losing it and liberate your mind, the surprising power of optical and auditory illusions. Do you ever lose it? And by lose it, I mean an embarrassingly inappropriate reaction to whatever's going on, not kind, not proportionate, and never helpful. I don't know about you, but I have never lost it on purpose. That is, there's never been a moment when I thought to myself, now is a really good time to lose it. But just because it isn't a rational, intentional response doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense. Losing it makes sense when your perception screams, lethal threat. You lose it because something about a situation triggers a very primal threat response. Your mind interprets visual and auditory signals received from your eyes and ears and predicts unbearable suffering if you don't act right now. This happens because your mind is not a precision instrument. Its job is to keep you alive, not get things right. And keeping you alive generally means erring on the side of losing it when the situation is benign, as opposed to staying chill in the face of lethal threat. Even though you may have a long history of losing it, perhaps one that even rivals mine, it's still nearly impossible to accept at that crucial moment that your mind is an unreliable narrator. Because what you perceive feels uncontrovertibly true, which means that responding by losing it, whatever that looks like for you, feels absolutely necessary. The goal, liberation. The goal of personal and professional development is liberation from prior conditioning, so you have the freedom and flexibility to respond as you desire in every moment of your life, to have the thoughts and emotions that enrich and empower you to live your best. You can approach freedom only when you have the freedom to choose new pathways of thought and action. Proof of unreliability. To liberate your behavior and yourself from this conditioning, one of the things you have to do is understand, as in really, really grok, that your perceptions aren't reality. But since your mind is the filter through which you experience all of everything, it's kind of hard to get there. It's like when I was a kid watching TV. I had this little shitty 13-inch black and white Zenith with bent rabbit ear antennas. And sometimes they would have commercials on TV for this beautiful new 25-inch Sony Trinitron color TV. But you know what? In those commercials, the beautiful Sony Trinitron picture never could look any better than my shitty little black and white Zenith. But there are ways of proving to yourself that your mind, as wonderful and useful as it is, doesn't give a shit about absolute truth. Optical illusions can do it. I can stare at Muller liar lines for hours and never actually believe that they're the same length. And I can't accept, not really, that there are 12 unchanging dots in this modified Hermann grid, rather than dots that blink in and out of existence as I shift my gaze. But my favorite brain-breaking illusion isn't optical, at least not totally. The McGurk effect. It's called the McGurk effect after Harry McGurk, the cognitive psychologist who studied how very young children perceive language. The effect goes like this. Watch a video of someone saying ba-ba, 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 etc. at 1 second intervals. You will hear ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. But, and this is a big but, which I love and cannot lie, when you take that same audio and replace the video with someone mouthing ga-ga, 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 you will no longer hear ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. You'll hear something more like da-da, da-da, da-da. I made a little demo for you. Every sound that you're going to hear that I make in this demo coming up is ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. But every other triplet, I change the visual. So you're going to hear something else. But if you close your eyes and play it back and listen to it, you'll realize that all you're ever hearing is ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. Ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. Ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. Ba ba, ba 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 ba. So what? The moral of this story is that it's okay to not trust your perceptions when they don't serve you. Your brain has a bias for close enoughicity over accuracy, and a bias for assume the worst and act accordingly over maybe this isn't as bad as it looks, let's just hang around and see what develops. Spending time with Mueller and Lyer, Herman and McGurk, or any variety of perceptual illusion can help tenderize your perception of your perception. Knowing that you get things wrong and you can't help getting things wrong can provide that molecule of space between stimulus and the losing it response. And a molecule may be all you need to breathe, remember who you are and what you're about, and respond flexibly and appropriately to what's in front of you. I'm Dr. Howie Jacobson, executive coach to leaders and their teams. I help you get massive traction on what matters most to you. What are your best strategies for not losing it in those moments when things feel overwhelming? Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Howie@askhowie.com.